The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is our epistle reading for this past Sunday, which was the second Sunday of Pentecost. We're looking at Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 to 10, where the Apostle Paul was inspired to write. Paul, an apostle, sent not from men or by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers with me, to the churches in Galatia. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned. As we have already said, so now I say again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let him be eternally condemned. Am I now trying to win the approval of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. My dear friends in Christ, a story I've told before talks about how some years ago, there were many people who were killed in a terrible train accident. What happened is that there was this commuter train that had stalled on the tracks just minutes before this fast-moving freight train was supposed to arrive. A conductor was called in quickly to flag down the freight train, to stop the train. And the people on the commuter train, they were all assured when the conductor had gone out to flag down the train that all was well, so they just kind of relaxed to get off of the train. But then what happened is that suddenly the freight train came bearing down on them, and there was just a horrible crash. It was a scene of horror. The engineer of the second train, who escaped death by jumping from the freight train, he was called into court to explain what had happened, and he said, "I saw a man waving a warning flag, but it was yellow. So I thought he just wanted me to slow down." And when that flag was examined, the mystery came out. The flag had once upon a time been red, but because of long exposure to the sun and to the weather, what had happened, it had become a dirty yellow flag. And instead of being a red stop flag, a yellow warning flag, which says, slow down, be cautious. Train did slow down some, but still there was the horrible, deadly crash. Well, this train tragedy reminds us of how lives are so often wrecked in our world by yellow gospels that people seem to be hearing more and more of today. What our world needs more of today is not necessarily better social programs or the end of war and racial tension or senseless shootings, things like that, cure for cancer, COVID, although those things would be very nice. But what our world needs more than that is more of the pure gospel of Jesus Christ, of God's word. It's not to say that those other things wouldn't be nice and that we shouldn't pray for them. We should. But it's only the gospel that can achieve the kind of changes that this world really needs. A yellow or an incomplete or modernized gospel won't work. Only God's pure gospel will make a difference. It truly is the only message that really matters. And it's the only message that really matters because it comes from God and because it concerns our eternal salvation. God inspired the Apostle Paul to write this letter to churches that he had probably founded during his first missionary journey. And Paul was concerned about those people because, well, the Holy Spirit had brought them to faith, but then what seemed to be the case is that those believers were abandoning their faith for the sake of human teachings and human customs. The apostles' direct and stern warning wording here indicates the urgency of the matter and the eternal consequences of their listening to those yellow gospels instead of the pure gospel that Paul had proclaimed to them. Paul's letter was trying to impress upon them the danger of mixing faith in Christ with human opinion, with anything different from what God's word says. With this greeting, Paul opens his letter. He says, "Paul, an apostle, sent not only from men nor by men, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers with me to the churches in Galatia." We could kind of easily skim over those words as just, introductory words, thinking maybe that they're not all that important. But Paul here is telling us that his message for the Galatians and for us, it's actually God's message. That's very important words. As Paul told the Corinthians, he said, "My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power." Like the apostles, the 12 apostles, selected by Jesus as his ministry companions, Paul also claimed a place among the apostles because our Lord Jesus said of him, "This man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel." Furthermore, when Paul here said that his letter came also from the brothers, all the brothers with me, he stressed that all his companions in the gospel ministry, that they were all preaching one and the same gospel message. The same message, the pure gospel, what the people needed to hear, not a yellow gospel. They were hearing the only message that really matters. But now, why does Paul stress that he was proclaiming the true gospel, the only message that matters? Because his message from God was the only message that matters. Don't ever be satisfied with a yellow gospel. Be concerned that you are only and always hearing the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Your eternal soul will love you for being concerned that you are only and always hearing the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Let's pray. Sanctify us by the truth, Lord. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.